he said, she said, also known as technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
So, what's on the agenda today?
Well, I thought we could talk about what we just went through over the Christmas holidays. And I know this is the February issue, but we always go 1 month in advance. So what did we go through this holiday? And actually, one of the beauties of it is we're still married.
We went through Christmas.
We went through Christmas. Ho,
now, is this
ho,
a time
ho.
Of like super total chaos or what?
I don't know what we just went through. It was just amazing. So
What do you mean? What are you talking about now? Let's get to it.
Okay. So we're having company for dinner. My family's coming into town from the interior of British Columbia. And I clean the house up. That's what really ticked me off more than anything is cleaning the house. Because I'm like a mad dog when I clean the house.
That's your favorite thing in life, right?
No, cleaning? It's not my favorite thing, but I love clean.
You're good at it.
Okay, I'm good at it. Okay, so I go and clean the house and I leave stuff in the dryer, the bath mats from the bathroom, go do my grocery shopping. And my girlfriend comes into the grocery store because I'm either at the grocery store or I'm at the gym. And those are the two places that you can find me in life. So she comes and tells me that we had a little accident, an emergency at home. And what do I always think? Oh, Ruby, my daughter, something happened to her.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways,
happened to her.
I guess we had a dryer fire.
Yeah.
Which created an extensive amount of smoke damage throughout the whole entire
And I had no idea,
house.
And now I can really appreciate what that smoke damage is all about.
Right. And Daisy, our other daughter, was downstairs.
Sleeping, snoring logs.
Sleeping.
These teenagers that sleep in.
And at least we know that the fire alarms really do work. Yeah, she got asphyxiated, so they had to give her the oxygen. But I'll tell you, one good thing about this whole thing, honey, and don't be upset about this, those firemen are really handsome, really good-looking firemen. If there's an upside to anything, it was the good-looking firemen, let's put it that way.
Well, that's what those calendars are all about, right?
Uh-huh.
But they were really helpful. Oh. These guys are hardworking. They really helped us out. By the time I got there from the gym, Daisy called me. She got woken up out of her sleep. The alarm went off, and smoke was, you know, throughout the entire house, just billowing out. And by the time I got to the house, there was like 5 fire trucks.
Wow.
The whole neighborhood of people were surrounding our house, gawking at the affair. I just couldn't believe it was going on. It was a damn dryer fire.
I know.
And I guess the contents of the dryer caught fire. And for those of you out there with dryers, never leave your dryer on when you walk out the door. Turn that sucker off.
Right. And it's, you know, it's funny when you talk to people about what happened. They have a friend or when they were a kid or a friend of a friend that the same thing happened to. So goes on quite.
Well, all of a sudden we start finding out about all these dryer fires.
Exactly. That's what I just finished saying, dear.
Yeah. And then all this soot, like the smoke builds up throughout the entire house. And this stuff goes in everywhere on everything and lays down this really thin film of gunk that we had to have special cleaners come in and clean.
But even upstairs in the far, far bedrooms,
yes,
inside the closets, when the closet doors were shut, that thin film, we were black for a week, weren't we?
It was unbelievable.
But I'll say one thing. Get insurance. We had household insurance, so thank goodness for that.
Yeah, and we had this whole crew come in and by hand, they had to clean
everything,
every nook and cranny, every wall. We had to have the whole house painted. We had to have new carpets installed. We had to get a new dryer. I'll tell you, it was a huge ordeal, and this was all going on through the Christmas time.
Right, so that was 3 weeks. And then
happy holidays.
Yeah, so we're off at the Holly family gathering.
For Christmas
eating
dinner.
Eating and drinking and being terribly merry. Come home on Christmas Eve, I guess about 2 in the morning, and we were robbed.
Dum, da, dum, dum. It was unbelievable.
You know what's really funny? Our house was upside down to begin with, but as soon as I walked through that door, I knew someone had been in there. Isn't that weird? It must be a woman's intuition kind of thing. But
I think it's purely logical. You see the stuff on the floor.
No, but
messed up everywhere. No, but you had this uncanny sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, your
because
psychic
the house
ability
was a mess anyway, right? Yeah. The house was a mess anyway.
Yes, it was.
And then I looked over to the right, and what they had done was they unwrapped every present under the tree, and they took what they wanted. They only left one thing, was an aqua lamp.
Well, that was the thing that really bugged me the most. It was when I saw Ruby's face, and she had been looking forward to those Christmas presents. You know, she'd pick them up.
Kids and, do.
Of course.
For weeks.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago that she still believed in Santa Claus, but here she is looking down at the floor.
What do you mean believed in Santa Claus? What are you talking about?
Well, you were the one that told her.
I believe in Santa Claus.
You were the one that ruined it for her. Now she hates you forever.
Yeah, but honey, I'd sit on Santa Claus's knee and tell him what I want any old day. Still to this day, and I'm 44.
Yeah, I think you've been reading too many Playboys.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ruby.
Really?
She's a blood type B. Now, this is interesting because I noticed how she adapted to the whole event. She took it all in stride. Now, she's only like 10 years old.
11.
But after we explained to her what had happened, she kind of pulled it herself together.
Well, she knew that it wasn't our fault, and she understood what happened. She's very mature for her age. And then her birthday is on Boxing Day, and we phoned the family, and just because she already had her Christmas with the Hollies prior to that, everybody made it up. So one of the nicest things about the whole event was the support from the friends and family, and that's what really kept us through, because there was, over the 3 weeks, and we're still going through this right now, and it's going on to 4 weeks now, you know, I wanted to slit my wrists and I wanted to shoot you through the whole thing. Not through the whole thing, but there were times when you lose faith, you know.
I mean, someone asked if I had insurance, and my response was yes, but did anyone else suffer? And I said, well, my wife was inside when the house burnt down, but I had life insurance, so I'm heading to hills, buddy. I'm heading to Maui.
You got the money and you're running. No, but I mean, it's wonderful that we had insurance, but, you know, it's hard on you. Well, not necessarily because it's Christmas time. That's neither here nor there.
Well, Christmas is incredibly stressful.
Anyway.
Right? And I wasn't really focused this year on it because of what was going on in our situation. And believe it or not, I found the whole process from that point of view to be less stressful as it normally is. Because you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off, going nowhere fast. You're caught up in this marketing focus and pressure from the whole society, pressuring everyone to buy this, to get this, to go here,
yeah,
to do
get the
this.
Hint, Corey. Get the hint. I haven't had a Christmas present from you in 10 years.
Hey, believe me, I know you did not marry me for money.
Oh,
right?
No, right.
It was my loving, kind
spirit. It was your calves. I married you for your calves.
Yeah, right. Which brings us to this point. The point of our conversation today.
Okay. What's it all about?
Through this process of incredible stress, you and I remain well.
No kidding.
No viral infection.
No.
No upper respiratory infection.
Mm-mm.
No disease process is manifesting. Now, we're seeing people around us who are not going through what we're going through, and yet there's
They've
chronic
got this new
coughs.
War, what is it called? Norwalk flu going around. Or
colds, flus,
yeah, exactly.
Snotty noses. I mean, everything just coming out of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at ourselves going, okay, now, when are we going to break down? Like, when are we going to get sick?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the training, it's the good nutrition,
and
it's the attitude that we have generated through the discipline of our lifestyle.
Well, plus we drink a lot of water, we do get a lot of sleep, and I tell you, I'm going to tell you, the calcium ascorbate, man,
Absolutely.
Is an absolute winner for me. You know what? And I came out, see, I don't have any more wrinkles, do I? Actually, my skin looks pretty good. And I'll tell you, there were points where I could glow in the dark because of all those toxins that we were breathing in, like the soot and then the cleaning solutions. And then the guys went downstairs and they whitewashed all the basement.
They sealed it in with this really super toxic spray.
And they had gas masks on, and I'm going, I'm out of here.
Well, it was so bad we had to leave,
right? We stayed in a hotel. You were going to stay.
Well, it's like a test, right?
No kidding, man.
I like to put myself through the fire, see how strong
I was nauseous.
I am, how much I can take.
I was really nauseous, but we needed fresh air and lots of water, and I took overdosed on the vitamins, took way more than I normally take, and I take a lot more than the actual recommended allowance.
Well, I felt like I was a rat in a cage,
you know,
being exposed to different degrees of temperature and gases. And basically, through it all, we came out on top.
Well, and I was frozen because we couldn't turn the heat on. We had to keep the heat off. We had to keep every room in the house, the windows open. And I was frozen to death. And then what happened was we had a windstorm, and then the cable went on the blink. So we didn't even have a darn TV to watch. And then the computer, we had to get that cleaned because of the soot. So we stood around there.
Well, there was a lot of inconvenience.
Twiddling our thumbs.
Right.
And we had to talk to each other. I mean, you know, like I say.
Well, fortunately, you and I get along to some degree.
We're still married after this whole thing. That's pretty cool.
And perhaps our relationship hasn't been severed, but is even stronger.
You right?
Because a lot of stuff came out from this whole ordeal.
Yes.
Priorities were made, in my mind, very clear. And aspects of life and the direction, motives were reassessed. I think that when it comes down to it, the first thing in my mind is everybody safe? Are the children safe? You know, when you're notified of an emergency, the first thing I think of is, oh my God, my kids. Is there something happened to them? I can withstand the loss of stuff because I can replace that. Something happens to the car. You know, that stuff is just mechanical engineering material that you can buy.
And it is all stuff, too.
But you can't buy your health. You can't replace the love, the joy, the family. And that has brought the family together, this ordeal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this really has also made clear to me who my friends are.
Yes, I'll
Because
tell
the people you. That have come through in our time of need, these are the people who called, who phoned, who came through, who brought over a basket of food, who invited us over for dinner.
Who sent really extra Christmas presents.
It was wonderful.
Very nice.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, really, really nice.
So, you know, you go through a hard time and it puts you to the test. It helps you determine what you're made out of.
Yeah.
You know,
but it is stuff. It is just all stuff. And I've had a lot of stuff in my life and it either caught on fire or it got stolen or it got damaged and you have to insure it and you just have to take care of all the stuff. So one thing that you're going to be happy about this is I don't want so much stuff anymore. Just a few nice things.
What? A woman that doesn't want stuff? My God.
Well,
am I
don't
hearing
know.
This right?
I know. I know it's an amazing for me to actually say that. But
it gets in the way, man.
It gets in the way. And then you have to move it. And have you noticed everything?
And protect it and insurance.
Everything's heavy. Yes,
and
I
it's
know.
A weight in your mind,
it
and
is.
It's like this space in your mind that you got to focus on. And no. I'll tell you what, man, the most important thing that I'm focusing on right now, still all the way through the process, is my physical, mental, and emotional health.
We train through the whole thing.
And we've got it.
Yeah.
It remains true. So devotion to training, optimum nutrition. The reason Sports Nutrition Update is even what it is, it's about getting this message out.
Right.
That life is stressful.
Yes.
Oh. And our tolerance to stress is going to go way up if we're in prime shape, training, and focused on living well.
It's the curveballs. Life always throws you a curveball. Maybe I shouldn't say that anymore because I always say that, oh, life throws you a curveball and this is when you got to stay strong and healthy. Well, did I have to put that to the test, right?
Hey, you know how they say it comes in threes? Well I say bologna. It comes in 3,000s.
Yeah.
Right? It never stops coming.
And everybody says, 2003, it's a new year. Well, yes, it is a new year. And they say, what's coming up next? Well, we've already had 10 last year.
I know.
But we still managed to make it through. And I'm in better shape than I was in my bodybuilding competition. I can't believe it. You know, it's awesome. Like, what's going on?
What's going on
is... What is going on, Corey?
Life is going on, and I expect more from life than I've ever expected. I expect this year to be a great year. You know, I'm working on a new sport line. We've got great guests lined up for the next editions of SNU. I've got a whole new series of new books that I'm working on. I'm writing the second half of my sports nutrition certification program.
I've got a recipe book coming out.
We've got all kinds of seminars planned. you know, the interest in what we're doing is growing. So I expect great things from the future, and I hope that all our listeners do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is that you've got to be responsible for everything going on in your life.
You know, and when you're young, like we can go back and think, oh, when we were teenagers and we were 20 and 30 years old, you really didn't think ahead. Right? Oh, who cares? You know, carefree, happy-go-lucky kind of thing, you know? But I'll tell you, I'm so glad that I maybe didn't have the nutrition down in my 20s, but I always trained and took vitamins. But I'll tell you, right now in my life, when I'm getting older and a lot of people around me are getting sick and their teeth are falling out and they've got heavy-duty wrinkles and they can't even party anymore with me because they're not well anymore, which is a real drag. I got to party with 20-year-olds now.
Hey, we
to
went
keep
to
up
that
with us.
Spartacus Athletic Club's Christmas party and partied everybody down. I mean, we
As
left
usual.
That place at 5:30 in the morning.
Don't be telling
everybody was
that.
Laying on on the floor or they had left and we went on to the next party.
Oh, well, yeah, at home.
You know, but this is what it's all about, yeah, is having fun, having a good time.
But it's doing it now. You know what I mean? Like when you're younger, just keeping strong and healthy and well doesn't mean you can't have a good time. People seem to think if you train and you eat right and you drink lots of water and get lots of rest, that's boring.
That you're like a priest or something.
I know. No,
it's not a life of sobriety.
But now it's kicking in because stress gets harder as you get older even, right? Because you just don't really want to put up with the crap, like, you know, the inconveniences.
You become less tolerant.
Yeah, right.
Of certain things and certain people. And you want to become more independent.
Hint, hint.
No, but you become more clear about exactly what it is that you want. And if you don't have what you want, you can get really frustrated.
And some of this stuff, like what's happened to us, gets in the way of what we want to do in our life. And we actually had to put our life on hold for 3 weeks. And I had all these plans of doing so much writing over the holidays, and that didn't happen. I had to talk to you. I had to socialize with you over the holidays.
Which wasn't so bad.
Oh, it wasn't so bad, honey.
No. So on that note, let's move on to the next segment of SNU. It's been great talking to you as usual. Any final comment, dear?
Yes, actually. Just keep strong and well because life throws you those curveballs, and that's when you need to be strong and healthy and mentally be able to cope.
So watch the curves, and I guess the best thing is to be the pitcher. Then you have full control.
Oh.
See you later.
Bye.
Please turn to side 2.